Okay, so continuing in the malacha of tzeveya, this means to dye something on Shabbos or to color something on Shabbos, and we know that this is one of the lamatas malachas. So, there's an interesting story that I once heard from Reb Henech Teller regarding the malacha of tzeveya. So he said that Rebbetzin Leah Urbach, who was the wife of Reb Azriel Urbach, once went to the eye doctor because she was having a problem with her eyes. The doctor told her that she should purchase for herself photo-gray glasses. These are glasses that basically turn into sunglasses depending on when the light is shining on you. And the question, though, was whether or not this is okay to be worn on Shabbos. So he said, maybe you should ask your Rav whether you could wear it on Shabbos. So little did the doctor know that this Rebbetzin Leah Urbach was related to two G'dayli Hadar. Her father-in-law was Reb Shlomo Zalman Urbach, and her father was Reb Yashiv. So she comes back the next day, coming for the next appointment, and she says, so I asked my father, and I asked my father-in-law. My father said that it's a problem to wear the photograph glasses on Shabbos, and my father-in-law says that it's okay. The doctor turns to her and he said, I didn't say to ask your father or your father-in-law whether it was okay to wear it on Shabbos. I said to ask a Rav. Little did he know that her father was Rav Yashiv. Her father-in-law was Reb Shlomo Zalman. But be that as it may, this is a machlekes between Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv about whether or not a person can wear photo-gray glasses on Shabbos. Virtually all the Paiskim agreed with Reb Shlomo Zalman that it's mutter. And the reason is based on various different rationales in the Paiskim as to why it should be mutter and permissible on Shabbos to wear these photograph glasses. One of the reasons is because I'm not doing any act by myself of tzeveya, of coloring it. It's happening via the fact that I'm walking in the sun or I'm walking in a certain atmosphere and the molecules in the glasses are reflecting a certain light. And therefore, since I'm not doing personally any act of tzeveya, it's not considered a violation of tzeveya on Shabbos. Another svar is that even if it would be me doing the act, but there is no concrete tzeveya taking place. There's no coloring action done by any object or thing in this particular case. All you're doing is having some type of light projected, which shouldn't be a violation of tzeveya on Shabbos. Another svar that is mentioned is that since this is the normal function of this type of glasses, and this is the way it operates in a normal basis, it goes a little darker when the shade comes in and then it gets lighter, so it can't be considered a malach on Shabbos because it's made to do and undo this light, and therefore it's part of the regular functioning of the vessel and the glasses, and it's not considered a subject to the malach of tzeveya. Be that as it may, that is the shita of most paiskim, that it's mutter to wear the photogray glasses on Shabbos. I'll share with you just a couple of other interesting questions that have to do with tzeveya. Number two, can I take a suntan on Shabbos? So the Minchas Yitzchak writes that even if generally we'll be machmer, everyone agrees that if you're not intending to give yourself a suntan, you're not intending to give yourself color, and you happen to enjoy the sun and you're getting color as a result, everyone agrees that that is allowed on Shabbos. The machlekes is if you're specifically going out of your way to sit in the sun in order to get a suntan, in order to get color, is this tzeveya? Because maybe you're darkening the color and the shade of your face. Halacha lemaisa, many paiskim are mekel for a similar reason as we said before, that you're not doing any active tzeveya. It's happening on its own as a result of the sun reflecting on your face. Therefore, it can't be considered a ma'isa of tzeveya on Shabbos, and many places can make them. One last question. If a person, let's say, has to take a urine sample on Shabbos, is it tzeveya because the stick that you're sitting into the liquid, that stick turns a color? And that's how you test whether or not there's something wrong with the urine or not. And that basically you're doing tzeveya. You're causing the stick to be colored when you're testing the urine. So is that going to be a violation of tzeveya on Shabbos because you're coloring the stick? There is an interesting chiddush from Reb Shlomo Zalman who suggests a kula with respect to this type of tzeveya on Shabbos. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says that maybe we can argue that if I have something that causes something to be colored on Shabbos, like this case, but I have zero interest in the color changing and in the color itself that's being produced. The only reason why I want it to be colored is because that's how I glean and extract information, like this case where I'm testing the urine and I'm trying to gain information from the urine. So the fact that it's colored is irrelevant to me. I don't care about the actual color per se. I just need the color because it provides me with information. Maybe that shouldn't be tzaveya. Lamaisa, this is considered a chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Simply understood, it would be tzaveya, and we would only take this into account if there are other mitigating factors to be considered in the situation.